It's the last hour of our work week. We call it Haley and the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHS. Knob one, are you? Knob one is at his post.
Knob two is as well. I mean, aren't we both here?
We are knob one and knob two tonight. No extra knobs. No different knobs. Haley Hansen is joining us from her vantage point.
Hello.
Here in Studio 840. Does this studio have a name? We used to have a name on our previous studio. It was like Metz Studio or whatever. Now we don't have one.
Yeah, I don't think this one has a name. Have we christened it? Is that what we have to do? Do we have to, like, break a champagne bottle on its door or something?
That would make sense.
But we've got plenty of them back in the fridge. They're still left over from
That's true.
When we moved in, there's that. There's like a yogurt that went bad in December sometime.
And it's still in the fridge?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Is it that pumpkin spice one?
Yes.
I've been looking at that for months now.
Yeah, it's been in there since at least early December. I think I saw a thing of some carrots that look like they've been in there a while. It's basically turning into the same deal as our fridges that we had at the old building. Like, you don't really want to put your food in there, but you don't have any other options.
We haven't been here that long to be so disgusting.
Look at the studio you walk into every day. You should know better. We're horribly disgusting.
I vacuum. I wipe it down every day.
I as if Tony Vannetti and Dwight don't do the same thing, terrified for you coming in to be mad at them.
One of them does.
Right. The other one zips out as fast as possible, but one does stay in vacuum.
I appreciate that when it happens. Anyway, yeah, we're trying to keep this place nice.
But yeah, there's a lot of Vannetti stuff in the fridge as well. So his little protein drinks.
Oh, that's right. He's one of those. You know that dude we had on yesterday? I forgot to ask him about his friend, the guy who died.
Oh yeah, we don't know if the friend lived.
Well, he lived because he was taken away alive. He was.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You know, in the book.
But the friend still got sick.
They got sick. They took a. What do you call it?
Pre-workout.
Pre-workout sort of
supplement.
Protein shake thing they made in the morning. He'd gotten it. He went over to pick up his buddy. They were going to the gym. And then he said, hey, is this the stuff we just got in? You just got in? Because they ordered it. And apparently they were sharing it. He goes, yeah. And they each took whatever quantity necessary, put it in there, mixed it with water, drank it. Then they were heading to the gym. And both of them were like, ugh.
This was the 90s, right?
Yep.
Creatine was big in the 90s.
It was 20 years ago. It was 2003.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago when this happened.
Because like pre-workout as we know it now, that's basically just little cups of caffeine. That was not a thing yet.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I always thought that pre-workout got you jazzed up, but it definitely isn't supposed to make you throw up in a Dairy Queen and then die for 45 minutes.
No, that wouldn't. If one of them claimed that, I don't think they'd have very good sales.
No, the one guy, he's
throwing up and he's in the booth at Dairy Queen, and they just pulled. They weren't headed to Dairy Queen. They were headed to some other place. And
to the gym.
No, they said they were going to stop. In the book, it says they were going to stop somewhere else and get something, but. You know, biscuits or something. I don't know, but they decided, oh, just pull in here. I feel horrible. And so the one guy's going in there, and then he said they were getting all tingly, and they both were like losing their feeling in their legs. And then the one guy goes in the bathroom, boom, and dies.
Yeah, I don't think that's very good for a workout.
No.
Whatever they took, yeah, don't do that.
Right. We didn't even get into that because I held that interview as long as I could. We were way over time. You know what happens? I'm watching the clock tick, and people are like, "Well, ask this," or it's like, "Well, you know, eventually
you run out of time."
That's just how that goes. But his friend survived because he survived on the scene. This guy saw his own body on the floor of the Dairy Queen because he was like in an elevated position, like a sky cam at a football game, and he didn't realize it was him until. They flipped the body over. And then he described this whole celestial journey that he went on. And that's the premise. That's on our website, WHAS.com. I found it rather fascinating. And I don't have that guy's phone number, but the person who arranged the interview said he really enjoyed his time on the air. So
he seemed like he was having a good time. He kind of gave us a few extra minutes there.
Yeah. He's in Utah. That's where that guy, this is where all this stuff happened 20 years ago. And obviously, he was describing what he saw in the near-death experience And it was fascinating. I love hearing people's stories like that. I know some people get a little, that's just the brain doing it. Okay, well, believe what you want. But I thought his story was pretty compelling.
It's still interesting to hear it from the person, yeah. You know, first person.
The Light After Death is the name of his book. Vincent or Vinny Tolman. I think some other people called him Vinny Vegas for a while because he went and gave a talk there or something. And they, now you're Vinny Vegas.
It's
or because
he was just, he had really good luck. He didn't die.
True.
That's a good point.
That's true. Okay, where to first on the show today? I wanted to mention this because I don't think it's come up today. The Republican Party reelected their chairperson, the person in charge. It's Rona McDaniel, who's been on with me a couple of times over the years. She's interesting. She's a good spokesperson. She knows how to deliver her messages. There were four candidates. She got, I don't know how the delegates vote or who the people are who actually do the voting. She got like 60 votes or whatever. And then somebody else got like 7 votes. I don't know who that person was either. And then somebody got 4 votes and somebody got 1 vote.
Oh.
The 4 vote person, my pillow guy.
I would
vote for my pillow guy.
I thought Mike Lindell was the one with 1 vote.
No, he got 4.
Oh, good for him. That's 3 more than I thought he had.
He got 4 times. Whoever that was with 1 is like, I got crushed by my pillow guy.
By a pillow guy.
Well, to be fair, though, you got to think my pillow guy was probably giving away pillows and what do they keep talking about on the midday show? The Giza dream sheets and all this stuff. You vote for me. I got a whole package for you. I'll take care of your entire house.
Four people are happily sleeping on their my pillow tonight.
Who would think that the pillow guy could run a complex system like that? I mean, that's trying to keep all these different people happy. And all these people in all these different states and trying to keep messaging going and this and that. And then the money distribute, all the other things they have to do. That's a powerful position.
He's the My Pillow guy. You're saying he couldn't keep up with that?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Are you saying he doesn't sell pillows across state lines?
I think he's had a rough time in retail. Who is that that's going down? Is it Bed Bath?
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond. Talking about filing for bankruptcy.
No, they're not closing the doors. They're just filing for bankruptcy.
Well, they closed a bunch of doors.
Yeah.
But I think there is still one, at least one open here in town.
Yeah. Didn't they say that like people weren't coming into the stores over the Christmas holidays?
Well, because they said with their bankruptcy issues, they couldn't keep up with demand. So a lot of their shelves were empty anyway. Like, what are you going to go in the store and buy? Some empty space?
Which, who shops in store during Christmas anymore? I feel like everyone's gone to online since COVID.
I've actually been in Bed Bath & Beyond a couple of times over the years. You know why? Because I got that thing in the mail, 30% off.
Yeah, buddy.
And if you need like a huge expensive, like, what do you call that big throw that goes over the bed?
A duvet color? Something, cover?
Something expensive like that.
Get that percentage off.
Dude, 30% of a really expensive thing is a lot of money.
Well, and the best part, those coupons never expire.
Oh, they don't?
No. They'll take any of them anytime.
I just think you can't stack them. That's their only rule.
No, you can.
You can?
Absolutely.
Not on one item.
Not on one item, but like if you have a 20 and a 30 and, you know, some other thing and you have 3 items.
Yeah, you can use a coupon on each item.
Yeah. In the same purchase.
You want me to check out 3 different times or are you going to let me have these?
No, all same purchase.
No, that's what I mean. That's what you'd say to the clerk.
Right. Are we going to have to keep
do
doing
this
3
times? I got to get back in line 2 more times or are you just going to do it?
Maybe that's why they're going bankrupt, though. They should have gone to the 1 coupon per purchase like everybody else.
30% of a $400 or something or other is good.
Yeah. Any percentage off, I'll take it.
Pretty good lick right there.
It's fun just to go around those stores and walk around because they're so big and they're so filled with just junk you don't need.
But what about Pillow Guy? Let's get back to this Nimrod. He goes on TV and he sweats a lot. I always get nervous when I watch someone who talks and then they start sweating and panting all the time. And I know he's gotten through, he had cocaine issues and he found the Lord, and good for him that he's all cleaned up now. But this video that was out like a year or so ago, he's sitting by this pool and it's like he's on a laptop, like he's doing a Zoom, but someone else is filming him as he looks at this camera to say that the FBI took his phone. And you look at him, he's wearing a suit top. and a tie and a shirt, and he's wearing like little shorts, like his swim boxer bottoms. Yeah. Sitting, so he's trying to fool somebody while he's on the Zoom. His upper torso is like suit covered.
And he thought, oh, no one's going to see my bottom half.
But whoever filmed him with this rant, and here it is, it's him saying the FBI took his phone. Then I never heard any more about it. Here we go.
Today, the FBI, you're going to hear this, and you're probably already hearing it in the news. The FBI came after me and took my phone. They surrounded me at a Hardee's and took my phone that I run all my business, everything with. They could have just, what we've done is weaponized the FBI. It's disgusting. I don't have a computer. Everything I do at that phone, everything was on there. And
he's selling millions of pillows that he's doing with his phone.
From his phone.
And he's wearing boxer shorts and a suit and tie on his upper torso so that he can appear on Zooms, but then has a friend film him on their phone that was not taken by the FBI. Where you can see that he's not wearing any pants.
Are we sure that the MyPillow guy is not Tony Vannetti in disguise?
It could be. A lot of similarities.
I want to know who the four people are who voted for MyPillow guy.
I just have questions. I just have a few questions.
All you got to do is drive around to the people who voted's houses. There's a big box out front. You'll know.
I hope they release the you know, like the Associated Press top 25 who votes for whom.
Yeah, who voted for MyPillow guy?
Because whoever's run, if they're running big companies on their phone, I'd be backing away from that investment quickly. All right, it's Haley the Knobs. We're coming back in a few. I'm a MyPillow guy. Everybody who wants one of those, I think, has one now. You know, we were in this topic earlier, and that is the fellow who was on with us yesterday, Vincent Tolman, and he's the guy who died and then came back, an EMT revived him after 45 minutes. So he told his story on the air yesterday, but Ian, you found another one about a Michigan pastor?
He says there's special music down there in Hades these days.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Because this guy that we had on, he had this vision still after he was brought back to life by the EMT. And then he went on and discovered it. And then a year or so later, he started putting two and two together. And it tied into a person who was a guide who did not speak to him. Everything was all telepathic, essentially. But it turns out that was his great-great-great-great-grandfather. Made this connection. So it was a family connection. And you've heard those before. People who you think are passing see people who've gone before them, sometimes communicate with them. It's not your time yet. You've heard those type stories before.
Oh, yeah.
So that was all interesting. And again, that's on our website, WHAS.com. If you want to listen to that story, that's the author of the book, The Light After the Death, Vincent Tolman, T-O-L-M-A-N. Well, this story's different, though. Because Vincent said he went through a thing where people learn at higher stages, and that's what we're all doing here on this earth. And I said, even like mass murderers versus a nun, everybody's valuable.
Yeah.
And everybody has to learn. And so it's like, yeah, but what about the victims of a mass murder? You know, all those things, it's like, what?
It's
hard to put all that together. But this guy in Michigan says there's music. This guy yesterday on the radio didn't mention this. Gerald Johnson suffered a heart attack and died, at least temporarily, and this was back in 2016. He felt his spirit leave his body, but instead of heading to heavenly glory, he found himself heading the other direction, straight to hell.
Oh, no.
Vincent, that's not what happened to him after he fell on the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Fortunately for this pastor...
He was a pastor?
He's a pastor.
Oh, no.
A Michigan
pastor.
Seems
even more weird that he would take the southern route.
Mr. Johnson was brought back to life, but not before experiencing a trip, quote, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemies. He said he saw a man being burned alive while bound by chains and then being serenaded by a choir of demons.
Serenaded by a choir of demons. So he's just died. He takes the door on the left. He walks in, he sees a man being burnt at the stake, and he doesn't immediately think, maybe I should try the other door. Should I turn
Perhaps
around?
He was in.
Oh, no.
Who's singing at halftime of the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, Rihanna this year.
That's the music he heard in hell.
I'm sorry, what?
Her song, Umbrella, Ella, 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 isn't it that? He said the demons were singing this song.
Dude, can you just picture a choir of demons sidesing? And it's raining more than ever. We're coming for you, Johnson. Hear each other. We want your souls. Ever, umbrella.
Pastor, Ella, Pastor, Ella, 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 Ella. Hey, Pastor.
So he gets a free Rihanna concert, and it's still not enough for him to sing.
It was just that song, and then he also mentioned a song that I think would be in my hell. I shouldn't say this out loud because maybe it'll really happen to me. Don't worry, be happy.
Ooh, now that makes sense.
I think that's in all of our hells.
He says there was a section in hell where music was playing. It was the same music we hear on Earth, but opposed to entertainers singing it, demons were singing it, Haley. He says on Earth, a lot of the lyrics and music are inspired by demons. People come into contact with them. He's a music hater. He thinks it's all demonic.
Like if you play the Beatles backwards.
Yeah, it's the purpose of controlling people on Earth. The root of it is that although I did good and gave a lot to people, the thing that I had in my heart was unforgiveness towards people that had done me wrong. So that's why I thought he was dragged into hell only temporarily.
But then
he came back and I guess he forgave everybody.
But did he forgive Rihanna?
I hope so. Bobby McFerrin, I'm forgiving you now for tormenting me with this song for so many years. Isn't this all just whispering? There's no music. It's all Ian, isn't this all multi-tracked his voice?
It might be.
I think it is. I don't think there are any musical instruments.
Oh, it's just a cappella.
And I think he did it all. It's all overlaid with his own voice.
Right.
The finger snaps. Don't worry. Be happy. That's it. You know what? I see this in a new light now, an angelic light. It makes me happy.
A heavenly light.
I am not worrying anymore like Pastor Johnson. You keep that Rihanna away from me, but
that's the devil's music.
That version of hell only has that Pastor Johnson guy and Stephen A. Smith in it. Since he didn't like Rihanna at the Super Bowl halftime show, clearly that's his performance forever and ever.
It's Hailing the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHJS.
Be happy. I give you my phone number when you're worried.
No, we don't want it. Oh, my goodness. It's Hailing the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. Nice song choice there, Ian. Good sound effect. Here is Jason Nathanson on a hospital and motorcycle combined story.
Jay Leno was in a pretty serious motorcycle accident last week, telling the Las Vegas Review-Journal that he got knocked off his bike, broke his collarbone and two ribs, and cracked both kneecaps. He says he was cutting through a parking lot and didn't notice a wire strung across the entrance, and it clotheslined him, knocking him off the bike, and the bike kept going. He says he's okay and will be on stage in Las Vegas this weekend. The accident comes after Leno was severely burned in November while working on one of his cars in his garage. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Hollywood.
How old is he?
Too old for this to be...
Why is he working a few days after this?
Right. Breaking a collarbone, several
ribs...
Both
of his kneecaps.
And doing both your kneecaps. Like,
does he really need to work this weekend, Ian?
Jay is 72. He'll be 73 in April if he doesn't have another accident that eventually kills him after this one.
He tweeted a little while ago... Hey, I was riding my motorcycle up in Lake Tahoe, and I came around the corner, and bam, I crashed into Jeremy Renner's snowplow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Really? That's the joke you want to make right now?
Oh, boy. Oh,
out of all of them.
Who did he make mad? I forgot. Now, was it Gabrielle Union? Does that sound right? It was on America's Got Talent. Wasn't she like a judge or something on there? And he made some dog-eating joke, and she said... I don't want to work in this environment. There was some kind of a
dust up
about this a year or two ago. And Leno then apologized for his
jokes.
I'm just wacky.
I'm just nutty.
So anyway, there's Jay. So
hopefully a speedy recovery. Collarbone, man, that hurts.
Right. Well, didn't you say collarbone and both knees?
Yes, both kneecaps, they said. That sounds brutal.
Yeah, they didn't say he broke both of them. I think he just said that he cracked both of them. But either way, it's still horribly painful.
Sounds bad.
After having much of your body burned in a garage accident,
stops messing with the motorcycles and the cars? How many years was he the late night guy? You can't afford a driver, Jay.
Right.
He doesn't want a driver, Ian.
Well, he's 72 and clearly needs one.
Yeah.
I haven't told you the rest of the bad news about Jay. CNBC just canceled his show, Jay's Garage.
No.
He's having a bad time.
They're just trying to tell him, you're done, Jay.
They're trying
for
to
your
keep,
health,
yeah,
buddy.
They're trying to keep him safe.
They cancel me.
What's he going to do?
Maybe that was a suicide attempt on that motorcycle.
Oh, jeez.
Who wouldn't want to do that in Lake Tahoe? What?
Jay Leno, longtime late night host. Well, Jimmy Kimmel is a current late night host, and he's got an interesting topic. The rider. You know, the demands that entertainers make when they're going to perform.
Right.
I always think these are interesting.
I do, too. These. I find them fascinating. What was the one with the Van Halen guys that everybody laughed about?
Oh, that was the colored M&Ms. They all have to be separated.
I've heard that before. I don't want any green M&Ms touching my brown M&Ms.
I mean, they're going to fight.
Jimmy Kimmel's got Snoop Dogg on there, and they're talking about his old contract or backstage demands, dressing room demands, versus his new one.
This is your contract writer. Now, contract writer is like a list of the things that the artist would like to have in his dressing room. This is Snoop Dogg's contract writer from 2003. Chicken wings from either Hot Wings Cafe on Melrose or Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles on Gower.
Yep.
Fruit punch, any brand. Lemonade, Country Time. Moet champagne, orange juice, Donald Duck brand.
I've never heard of that, but it sounds
amazing.
Good.
Amazing. Hard to find.
Let's hear the new one.
And now I actually asked for today's list, and it's gotten longer. A six-pack of ginger ale, can of fancy mixed nuts, small bag of Funyuns, small bag regular Doritos, small bag flavored Doritos, small bag regular potato chips, large bag Starburst candy, woo! Large bag Skittles, bag of Sweet Tarts Chew, Oreo vanilla, Chips Ahoy, six-pack cranberry juice, six-pack Mini Coke, Diet Coke, 6-pack Red Bull, 12-pack Fiji water, 12-pack Aqua Hydrate alkaline water, 1-gallon Minute Maid fruit punch, 4 packs of gum, 4 packs of Tic Tacs, a bag of honey barbecue Frito chips. Important, it's written in big letters.
4 packs of gum?
You know you're here for an hour, right? But
you gotta look at it like this, Jimmy. Every opportunity to be on a television show is like a shopping spree. I get a chance to get some free groceries.
It's groceries?
Yeah. Well,
so that's what I'm wondering. Do you think that they have their people, their assistants, take all that stuff?
Yes. Otherwise, I'd be insulted if he only took 1 pack of the 4 packs of gum he requested.
Or he's like, oh, was it a regular Dorito or a flavored Dorito night? Why is the other one still here?
But do millionaires do that? They have the people that work for them. They take it with them.
Yes.
They tell their employees to scoop it up. Everything in the dressing room.
Millionaires do it way more than normal people.
Yeah, they're insane.
That's hilarious.
I love Snoop Dogg.
I just like, you're funny. Only here for an hour.
All right, we're closing out with this. Well, we're closing out this segment with this, and that is the end of the Freebird song. I just saw this online this week. We all know how Freebird goes on for 8 or 9 minutes, but the actual long recording has a more finite, defined ending to the song. You just think it fades, 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 fades. I think this was originally put on the UK version of the album, one released in Europe or in England anyway. And by this time, American radio's faded away from it. Here's the elongated ending for Freebird to get us to break. It's not quite over yet. It's Hail in the Nubs on News Radio 840 WHS. One more. Those boys didn't mind belaboring the point, did they? Freebird! Play the British version where it just keeps going.
Oh, is it finally over?
That's it. Happy Friday, you're with News Radio 840 WHAS. There's Haley over there, there's Ian over there, and we have to close out the show by telling you that TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are now fired by ABC.
I thought you were going to say they broke up.
No, well, that's probably coming next. For those of you unaware who they were on ABC News, Good Morning America 3, which means the third hour. But he's been on with us before, hasn't he, Ian? TJ's been on with us.
Has he?
Yeah, he was on promoting something or other on ABC.
Well, that doesn't sound memorable.
I've never talked with Amy Robach over the years. Anyway, the two of them, they were married to other people, and they started doing this show, Good Morning America, Third Hour. And TJ would sometimes do reports like on the morning, you know, 7 o'clock with Robin Roberts and Michael Strahan. And Robach would also appear on there sometimes, but their hour together was the third hour.
Well, evidently they spent too many hours together, and now they ain't got a job.
They covered the Queen's Jubilee last summer, and they were over in England together, and they fell in love.
Is that what they did?
Well, that's what we heard. Since ABC doesn't want to look like Matt Lauer's NBC back in the day, 5 years ago, whatever that was.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that was like 5 years ago, wasn't it? 6 years ago?
It was pre-COVID. That was a different time.
True.
This TJ Holmes guy, there were other women at ABC who said, I was messing around with him too. So, and Amy Robach, I guess, is giving up, you know, a lot to say I'm in love with this guy. And
TJ's
so,
got a lot of love for a lot of women.
I hope it works out for them.
I don't feel good about
it. I don't feel good either.
Apparently they're unemployed, and the people who now host the third hour of GMA are like, well, I guess we got the job.
No interview necessary.
All right, Kansas City a winner or Cincinnati Bengals?
I think Kansas City's got it. I'm sorry. I know you want the Bengals to win, everybody in
the
world.
We needed your pick on that for the night's ends. Have a great weekend, everybody.